So here's what I'm going to do. I want to go through some things for the moms and some things that others have said that have done great jobs with their kids. So how many know the world measures things as good and bad way differently than the church does? Yeah. Amen. The world is always looking for what is the best for me.
Yes.
What's the best for me? If I hear another person say, I just need to focus on me for a while, I'm going to walk right up to him, smack him in the mouth, and go to jail. I just want to say, no, you need to focus on Jesus. Jesus is your answer. Okay? So here are some of the world's great advice. Amen. Some of it is great advice. Two moms. Are you ready for it?
Amen.
Yes. I got it right out of Wikipedia so we know it's true. Never trust Wikipedia too long. Amen. Here we go. Here's what some successful moms said that they did in raising their kids. They said, you need to teach your children social skills.
Yes.
Social skills. So moms, I'm just gonna do everything I can to help you with this. Make sure that you have your kids get off their phones for X amount of time when they get home from school.
Amen.
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 And make them talk to you and their siblings. See, now Marge is saying that's a hard job. And that's why very few people do it. Amen. Yeah, needs to be done. Because we're raising a generation now that has a different source for knowledge.
Yeah.
They have the phone.
Yeah.
They have all the people that are knuckleheads giving them really knucklehead advice.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
So please understand, their ability to talk is limited more than probably any generation that there's ever been.
Amen.
Okay, just flat out, flat out. My son, Daniel, has been in a business relationship with a young man that is a computer software engineer. He is 25 years old. He makes $200,000 a year. And he said, I am awesome with numbers. I am awesome with math. But he said, I can't talk to people. And I have lots of money that I want to do something with. And so I'm looking for somebody to help me with this, that can talk to other people. And my son is his mama with male features. If he gets within 10 feet of you, he says, there's my friend. Never met him before yet, but I'm going to in about 2 seconds. Okay? He learned how from her to talk to people. And he loves to talk to people. He loves to find out what their story is. Amen? So he was talking to this guy. He never met him in his life. And they were in a conference together. And And so he said, this young man just lit up. He said, you can talk to people? He said, I love to talk to people. I love it. There's some guys in here that are like that. Who you are, I don't know. People are pointing fingers right now. Amen. Yeah. And so at any rate, moms and dads, do not let your children spend all their time on phones.
Amen.
Okay? They're living in another reality when they're over there, and they need to do everything. You need to do everything you can to help them with social skills. So number two, give them high expectations.
Yeah. Amen.
Give them high expectations. In other words, this is what you want to avoid. You're never going to be worth anything. You want to avoid that.
Yes.
Don't know anything more damaging to kids than parents saying, you're never going to be worth anything. You are never going to be a success at anything. You are a total failure. Okay? And you know, you only have to get about so mad and you can come up with some ugly stuff and things that you would never say to your kid in a million years if you were not just so stinking mad at him. Amen? So, got to be careful about how we present life to them, don't we? Amen? Present life to them in a way that they can be victorious. And again, those things the world looks at one way, they say, do this, and you will be great. And in the kingdom, it's God already is great.
Yeah.
Just put your hand in his hand.
Amen.
Okay? And he'll take you through life the way that he has planned for it to be for you.
Yes.
Okay, another one. Teach your kids to work.
Amen.
Teach your kids to work.
Yes.
Give them something to do. In my house, the only tension we ever really had over our kids was this. When my kids, you talk about a stingy guy, you were looking at him right now. Until I got saved. And when I got saved, I took a step to tithe. That was a big one. Amen. But after I started having kids, I had the weirdest thing happen to me. I love to get my kids' stuff. And when your kids get into high school, everybody say high school. Is the moment you lose your money as a parent.
Yes.
Okay? So, here's what would happen. And because she's here, I will not use her for an example. Because she was flawless in every way. Amen. But her sisters. Holy moly. Amen. Of course, I'm not going to name names or anything. But when her sisters were going through high school, so that eliminates two other girls. They were going in secular high school. So, yeah. So we had two homeschool girls, and they were very perfect. Amen. Then we had two girls that went to public school, and they got really good educations. Amen. And when I say that, I say it with tongue in cheek. In the regard that they learned a lot of things, and it's like we all know the drill. You learn something that you never get to apply. So much of school is learning something you never get to apply. Okay? So these kids, though we're in high school, always needed money to do something that the school have them do. So our girls like to do drama stuff, so they were always in that world. And they were on dance teams that got to go to Florida several years in a row, okay? So they our girls would come to us, and this is what they would say. They would say, "Dad, you know, we're going to Florida now, and I need $600. Let's see, what time is it? At 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock now. 10 o'clock, I need $600. $600? I thought it was $200. Yeah, but that wasn't the plane tickets. Oh, so now we're at 600. Yes. Yes, and I want to eat there too. So could we kick in a little bit for that? And I'm just going, whoa, whoa, okay. So we do it, all right. But when they needed a little bit of money to do other things, they go to Mama and say, "Mama, I need $20. "Well, okay, then you're going to help me do this. Okay, you get down on your knees and scrub this floor. I'll put you on the time clock right now. You will work for this, kid." Yeah. And so then it'd be an uncomfortable moment. Amen. And so finally, I noticed that my visits from the girls to get money were really increasing. And I was like, "What's going on here, man?" And so I love giving my girls my money. I just like that. Okay? He said, "Dad, can we have $20? Sometimes I'd give them $40, you know, if I had it." So I enjoyed that. Amen. But you got to understand something. I wasn't the mom. And she was training them. You got to work to get something. Work is not bad. Work is good. Amen. So teaching them is way better than being really, really too much of an easy touch. Amen. But a lot of dads are like that. Some dads aren't. But I certainly was. When my kids were growing up, but thank God they all got their own jobs now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see the next one. Oh, this is a good one. If you can believe this, this is really something. The successful mom said this: teach your kids math. Because math is one of those things. Math and English, or just whatever your native tongue is, learning those things is pretty important. And you're going to apply them every day. And certainly you might not apply algebra every day, but you probably are going to have subtraction and addition every day, some of doing other things in the math world. So I found that so interesting. Teach your kids math. Yes. Teach your kids math. Then, once they're done with that, teach them to read.
Amen.
Big deal to know how to read. Amen. Yes. And without that, you are really going to have problems in life. So, big deal. Be sure that your kids are reading. One of my favorite things too as a dad was when we started having multiple kids, amen. When there was only one kid, we'd take turns reading to her. But when you have two, then you know we have to do it a different way. So I would always go to bed, take Elizabeth to bed when she was 2 years old, and read books to her, and her mom would read books all the time to her as well. And so she became a great reader and still is to this day. Amen. And just the way that your life flows, we need as grandparents too. Boy, teach your kids to read stuff. And it's a big advantage. Now I want to give you two things that are incredibly important for Christian parents, which I believe you all are, and this is what they are. Balance affection and correction. Balance affection and correction, because Christians have a keener sensitivity to what is right and what is wrong. The world's always trying to bend what is right and what is wrong, but church people most of the time will want to do what's right, okay? But I have been around so many parents that just demand their kids to do something a specific way, and they just hammer them about it. And there has to come a place where you balance your correction, because they're going to make mistakes every day of their lives for a while. Okay, hopefully they get over it later on. But they're going to make mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, and you have to balance that correction with affection. All right? I was in our church in Sterling. I made that statement, just came out of the inside of me, one of those things that God just wanted to say. And I made that statement. Moms, balance your correction and affection. And one of the moms meant, oh my gosh. Just like that. You know, she just didn't even know she did it. And everybody just about died laughing. And I mean, to tell you, she was the kind of mom that just had her thumb right on your head, buddy. And she just, you know, she knew she was not on the affection side like she should have been. Does that help anybody? Okay. Balance your affection and correction. And if you are a real softy, you're going to have to balance your correction. Get back up, get correction going, because they need to know it's not good for you to want to drive dad's car. You're only four. Okay. Keep the keys up here. Do not take the car keys anymore. Amen. You'll really be glad that didn't happen. Amen. Okay, next one, last one. Give them daily doses of God's word and the love of God. Amen. My grandma on my dad's side grew up, her whole family were Seventh-day Adventists. And Seventh-day Adventists were very strict people. And so my grandma had seven boys, of which all were knuckleheads except my dad. See, Dad? Yeah, he did good. So, so she would wash their mouths out with soap when they said the wrong thing. See, my mom used to say, if you say those kind of words, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. And I was like, yeah, right. Right. But my grandma did. She literally took them out and washed their mouth out with soap. And I had one uncle that couldn't go 2-3 words without saying something really ugly. Okay, so she'd wash him up and wash him up. Amen. And he did a lot of really bad things. Amen. So he was kind of the black sheep. And so, boy, we got lots of lectures about not being like Uncle Harold. Amen. Yeah, you act like that. One time we went to the movies, and he was there, and my mom wouldn't even let me go over there. I wanted to go over and say hi. She said, you leave him alone. Amen. She was guarding me from that perverse. Well, he wasn't perverse. He was just meaner than dirt. A mean guy. Amen. Was a fighter. I mean, anybody was beating up on somebody smaller than they were, that uncle would jump in the middle of them and say, take on somebody your own size, buddy. And take the first shot right here and see how it feels when you get up off the ground after I hit you. He was a mean boy. But he was the baby of the family. You have to be mean to survive. Amen. So at any rate, oh brother, he got doses of the word, but they were all condemning him. So don't think you can just say, I'm going to take the word and I'm going to get you all straightened up and everything, and this is going to work. Man, he told me years and years and years and years later, he said, as soon as I got away from home, I got away from all that stuff. He said, all that stuff did was condemn me. I had no sense of Christianity being anything that was good in my life. It was all condemnation. Moms, you got to give the life of the word. You got to give them the life side of things. So give them daily doses of the scriptures. Give them your love and your attention. Make sure you do everything you can to make Jesus the center of your family. And that's what my wife did so beautifully. She absolutely made Jesus the center, so much so that now as our kids are older, they would say, well, Mom, you would just say, Jesus will take care of that, or something like that, you know. And that's exactly what she did. That's the way we trained our kids. We wanted them to know that Jesus was real. We wanted them to know that Jesus loved them. And we wanted them to know that Jesus had a plan for their life. And let me tell you, when they're in their 20s, they're going to really be wringing their hands saying, where is this plan that's supposed to be my life? Because it's not here yet. Amen? If you got kids that are in their 20s, or in that portion of their life, boy, I tell you, finding your place should be the only thing you are concerned about. Jesus, give me the plan for my life. It's 12 o'clock, so I'm stopping. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you today for giving us wisdom to just raise up the greatest kids there ever been. And the Bible says, in fact, you promised that the seed of the righteous, the kids of the righteous, would be mighty in the earth. Man, what a promise from God, moms and grandmoms. Man, if you will live for God, God will make sure your kids are magnificent. So, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for every single day that we have this, on this planet, to pray for our kids, to minister to our kids, and to love on our kids if they're in our proximity. And Father, for that, we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody that agreed said amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory.